getting drunk on a plane.
He will be here July 25th at Parkview Field, making a return to Fort Wayne after a very long time. Dirks Bentley is on the Day of the Dude show with us this morning.
Good morning.
What's up, dude?
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm great, man. I'm really excited. We were just talking about this is a, you know, kind of a full circle moment coming back to Fort Wayne and playing this gig, because my very first gig out of Nashville was at the Scottish Rite Auditorium with Emerson Drive, probably, you know, 12 years ago. it's kind of strange. It's unbelievable. You never forget that. So to be able to come back with, you know, six semi-trucks and six buses and all the production and the big show and all the, you know.
Things have changed a little bit for you, huh?
I remember when you walked off that stage at the Scottish Rite, last thing you said was, "Hey, I'll see you later. I'm getting drunk on a plane." And look at that.
What? I wish I'd written that song then. Why did it take me, 12 years to write that song?
Yeah. I mean, give us a little preview of what we can expect when people see it at Parkview Field.
I don't know. I get lost up there on stage, man. I think I stage dived twice last night. Pulled somebody up on stage, shotgunned a beer with them. I some little kid up on the stage. Someone threw a bra on stage. And so kid about 10 years old, and I thought, well, I should probably give this to him so he can kind of start working on that. And
I'm sure his mom was happy.
And then it was his dad. He was like, yeah, he's giving me the thumbs up, like.
I know there's been a lot of controversy surrounding a Confederate flag, and I know you had John Schneider, who played Bo Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard, do some kind of a video open for you, and I don't know what's involved in that. I don't know if the General Lee's in that, but, I mean, that's still going on.
Yeah, the General Lee's in it, yeah.
Okay, so there's no chance of you pulling that down or anything just because of all the stuff that's going on?
No. Every night when I'm listening in my ears, as that scene comes on, when the General Lee comes flying in the frame, I mean, people go crazy because, you know, it's General Lee. I could watch the Dukes of Hazzard, and it's got to stop somewhere. I mean, come on. We got to be able to show the General Lee.
We're looking forward to that coming July 25th to Parkview Field. Now, we were talking about Drunk on a Plane a little bit earlier. It just looked like you had such a blast filming that video.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite part of doing that?
We were drinking, and I'm just letting the cameras roll. And you know, if you watch my involvement's pretty light. I'm obviously the pilot for some of it, and I play my real self for some of it, but a majority of it's just the storyline that's happening, and I was just sitting there watching it.
And then that same character is kind of represented by Brad Paisley in his Crushing It video, where you're flying a plane in that thing too as a cartoon character.
I saw it one time. Do I survive? I think I do, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the superheroes survive, of course.
You can't.
It's Dirks Bentley with us here on the Day of the Dude show at Fort Wayne's K105. Now, Dirks, I know a couple of months ago you were actually in Indianapolis at Peyton Manning's Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And you brought him up on stage to sing Folsom Prison Blues with you.
Yeah.
It's a good thing Peyton plays football, right?
One of the coolest things that happened before this tour started was getting a chance to play that gig and meet him and joke around backstage. I was messing with him pretty good. I was singing all the Nationwide stuff he does. Chicken parm never tastes so good.
Yeah, that's right.
Could not be a nicer guy. Loves Indianapolis.
So after the show, if he says, "Hey, Dirks, how'd I do?" I mean, do you lie to the guy and say you did great? Or do you say, "Dude, you're awful"? What do you say to the guy?
Plan A. I said, "You did great. You did a great job." He's big. He's a big guy. He's pretty strong.
But I tell you what, though, if you tick him off and you get punched by Peyton Manning, you're even more famous than you are now.
It's true. That would actually bump up everything another level. We'd be playing, like, stadiums if that happened.
That's awesome.
Dirks Bentley with us here on the Day of the Dude show, and we're going to take you through something we call the K105 Quick Quiz. Five rapid-fire questions. First thing that comes into your mind. First one, besides a plane, name the last place you've been drunk.
On a bus.
It doesn't have that same flair to
it
if you wrote it on
the
bus. Yeah.
All right, most expensive thing you ever bought on a whim?
Just bought 2010 Jeep Unlimited Wrangler with 90,000 miles on it. Cost $20,000. I can't believe it.
All right, if you could be a superhero, kind of like Brad Paisley did for you in his video, what would your power be?
My dream power is to go back in time and have a beer with my dad when he was the same age I am. So, like, he's sitting in a bar with my dad. We're both, you know, turning 40 and just talking about life and
that's cool.
Family and kids and all of it, you know, just the whole deal. That'd be my superpower.
Holy crap, man. They're going to make me tear up. All right, here you go. Last guy you threw a punch at.
I didn't throw a punch at him. I had my gun. Some guy came to my house, came through the bushes and started taking pictures of my house. And so I might have walked out with a 9mm and asked him what he was doing, but I didn't throw any punches.
Whoa. Yeah, well, you don't need to when you got a 9mm.
That does all the talking for you. All right, and finally, name a TV show, past or present, that you wish you could have starred in.
A guess it's not PC to say the Dukes of Hazzard, but I did grow up watching that show. I was John Snyder as a kid and had all the Duke stuff, and that or a Western like Tombstone or, you know, Tommy Boy, you know, Blades of Glory.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Wedding Crashers, old school.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe I could find a spotter.
Yeah, you had me at Tommy Boy. All right.